Dag, man. I started a busy week ahead. First up, Sligo Rovers this Saturday night. I think Buckley's got that side playing very well at the moment. Your thoughts?
It's a very difficult game. I know, without sounding repetitive, every game's difficult. Every game has to be treated on its merits. And, you know, for as long as I've been in this league, I've never went to Sligo and had an easy game. And we're going there now with Sligo high in confidence. They've had some fantastic results, having beat Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk, and going away to Waterford, and probably disappointed only they draw the game. But, you know, we'll look after ourselves. We're playing well too. We're in a good place with good players, with good team spirit, good teamwork ethic. So we're going there looking forward to the game. It's a Northwest Derby. It's a beautiful place to play. It's a nice pitch, nice environment. Hopefully we'll have a big crowd there. So it's a game we look forward to. And as in all our games this year, you can be guaranteed we'll leave everything on the pitch.
Of course, picking up 8 points from their last four games, they know Lynette is, as you said there, they beat Shamrock Rovers. They scored three against a good Waterford side. You know, they know where Lynette is. Is that a worrying thing for you?
Well, they missed a penalty as well. They won the game in Waterford 4-3 and haven't watched the game back. They were very good and they were very positive in their two transitions. You know, they've defended well in a lot of their games recently and attacked well. So, look, we can only control what we're going to do, and, you know, we'll go there with a game plan. We'll go there and try and play the way that we play. But, you know, everything is very much on any given night. You've got to make sure that, you know, you're right up for a very difficult game, but also trying and enforce your own style of play and play on the front foot and not have any regrets after a game. If we can do that, then we'll do as we've always done away from home, as try and pick up as many points as we can.
Of course, Clayton's come on there and he's like yourself, he's running the changes around, he's brought on a lot of players, it seems to be working for him. And no, same as that here for you, it's working for you.
You know, we're all on it for big games, and we've had a fantastic run. I think we've had a fantastic run. So on any given night in this league, anybody can beat anybody. But we go there with confidence. Sligo will be playing with confidence. So it's all in all, it's going to be a good game.
Of course, one of your playing staff has been released this week by Brighton, and Josh Kerr. What is the latest with Josh? Do you expect him to stay here?
Well, look, Josh has obviously found it difficult in game time here because the guys have done so well. Owen Toole, Darren Cole, you know, Ali Gilchrist, Kieran Cole, Patrick McLean. So much competition for places. Disappointed in terms of for Josh that Brighton have decided for him to move on. But look, we'll see where we are in the transfer window. Josh has been great around the place. He's a good lad. He's a very good footballer. Josh will be here until, as we say, the transfer deadline, the 1st of July. And we'll see what Josh wants to do. We'll see what we want to do. And we'll sit down and discuss closer to that time.
Of course, you've had a try list on this week too, George Dowling. What is
the George has done great this week. George is a player from Bristol City. We have a good connection with Bristol City, and, you know, we have a good tie-in with him, a good relationship with him. But George's come in, he hasn't played a lot of football recently, and he's done quite well. Again, look, we can't do anything until transfer window opens on the 1st of July. But what we are trying to do is we're trying to make sure that, you know, once the 1st of July comes, that we have a couple of targets that we might be able to touch on.
Of course, what is the team news ahead of the games?
Well, Patrick's going to miss out McLean and Michael McCrudden, so that's basically it. Everybody else is raring to go. You know, we've got a small squad here, but everybody is making themselves available. You're going to need that squad over the coming weeks because you're going to have so many games and you can't flog the same 10 or 11 players. So everybody's going to have an opportunity over the coming weeks to stake a claim for first team place. We have so many big games coming, very important games leading into the break. We've also a League Cup game that can get you into the semi-final of a major trophy. So many games coming will present great opportunities for the players.
And of course, two Northwest derbies in a space of a week, Declan.
It's brilliant.
It's a tough week.
It's a tough week, and listen, you only have to look at the league table now to see how tight it's becoming. Everybody's taking points off each other, and, you know, as I say, we will try it as a case now of giving everything in the next game and then seeing what your bodies are like, seeing who's able to go again, and it's just actually down to recovery and preparation now. So two big games in a week coming. We look at Sligo first and then we'll get ready for St Pat's.